Once again, welcome to America Tonight. Always at the top, we like to kick it around with our friends from Talk Radio News. One of our faves, Victoria Jones, joins us. All the buzz in Washington has to be what we were talking about just the other day, the pros and cons of whether or not Hagel, the former senator, will be confirmed. He is the man for Obama, and that's for the defense gig. However, there's been kind of massive reaction to Hagel, and it's not all positive from the Republican side. Victoria, certainly this story is dominating a lot of the headlines that are coming out of D.C. What was some of the reaction to Hagel being nominated?
I think the reaction was that, you know, obviously Obama picked somebody who's a friend and who's very loyal. Words like out of the mainstream is one of the stronger ones that was used by somebody. Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday called it an in-your-face nomination, although Mitch McConnell said he would get a fair hearing. They're sort of drawing their lines in the sand. I mean, there are only about, I think, seven Republicans that you can definitely count on for a no vote at the moment, but it may go higher. But one voice you actually heard from today, at least in print, in the Lincoln Journal Star, was Chuck Hagel himself. He gave an interview to the paper and said that his positions have been completely distorted, and he can't wait to have the opportunity for a fair hearing.
Yeah, there you go. And that's not surprising either about Hagel. And this is for the defense secretary spot, I should say, to not confuse people, because John Brennan is the president's nominee to head the CIA. Not as much, I don't know, is there as much controversy over Brennan? It doesn't seem so.
Not as much. There may come some from the left, because I think the president's drone program might get examined when he's in the hot seat, because Brennan's been a big proponent of it. Brennan was also the first public figure in the administration to come out and openly admit that it actually exists. He's also defended or struck out for, not struck out, that's I'm using the English version of it, has also gone to bat for the legality of it, which some people say is in question.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. All right, so we'll watch what happens with the CIA spot, and obviously with the defense spot, which would be the CIA director's, you know, the guy above them. So it's interesting you got these two things happening cabinet-wise, and then there's some other things that are come open, like Tim Geithner, who's not going to be the Treasury guy that much longer. So, and of course, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stepping away. So it's going to be interesting with the musical chairs of nominees and who comes in and who goes and that kind of stuff. Also interesting, you and I always have a keen eye, I think, to the Supreme Court and what they're hearing, because it's the last stop. Everybody gets off here. The Supreme Court, it was announced that they're going to hear the same-sex cases in late March. This is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, this is very big. This is going to be March 26th and 27th. They've been allocated an hour each for their arguments. These are two cases that they're going to be hearing arguments about. And there's other Supreme Court stuff that we should get to, by the way, because there's some wacky stuff today. But the serious ones, whether the U.S. Constitution bars California from limiting marriage to unions of one man and one woman, also whether those defending Prop 8 have the standing necessary to do so, which is interesting. And then, of course, the other one about the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, whether that violates the Constitution, and also whether Congress can defend DOMA, even though the Obama administration agreed with the Federal Appeals Court that the law is unconstitutional.
And we're going to talk a lot about this in the next couple of months, but what are some of the other things, as you said, that are like more of the odds and ends of the Supreme Court that came up?
Well, there was a major ruling today, and then there were a couple of little ones that are interesting. Major one is the Supreme Court is not going to review a challenge to federal funding of human embryonic stem cell research. So that will allow the controversial studies to proceed. They rejected an appeal from two scientists who said stem cell research violates federal law banning the creation and destruction of human embryos for scientific purposes. So stem cell research will go forward. That was an interesting ruling.
Yeah.
They also will not overturn a Georgia law banning firearms in churches and other places of worship.
Ooh. Wow, that says, that speaks volumes, especially since now the obviously the buzz in the backyard across the country is over gun control or gun advocacy, I'll call it. You know, it pretty much it's the biggest polarizing issue, I think, in the United States after what happened in Connecticut. So that's interesting. They said that they're not taking it up. That's it, right?
That's right, and I'll come back to guns in just a minute, but just one more on the Supreme Court. They also turned away a challenge from former House Majority Leader Dick Armey and other Social Security recipients who say they have the right to reject Medicare in favor of continuing health insurance from private insurers. They didn't comment, and they let stand a federal appeals court ruling that held that there is no way for people who receive Social Security to reject Medicare benefits.
Wow.
I don't know why they would have wanted to, but apparently they wanted to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing in news on gun control is that Wall Street Journal's reporting that Tuesday, Gabby Giffords and her astronaut husband, Mark Kelly, are expected mm-hmm. to unveil a public outreach effort spurred by last month's killing in Connecticut on stricter nationwide gun control.
Wow. Like I said, there's no question that the battle lines are clearly drawn in the U.S., for lack of a better way to describe it, over what's going to happen this coming year when it comes to guns in America. Absolutely. And by the way, for anyone out there listening, you can throw in your two cents on some of the stuff that Victoria's been talking about, especially when it comes to what the Supreme Court's doing. 855-266-CATE, 855-266-5283. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure to have you on this show. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, so coming up this hour of America Tonight, more on John Brennan's nomination as the head of the CIA on Monday. There's a lot of opposition to that. As I said, not quite as controversial. Those were my comments. But there are a lot of anti-war people opposed to Brennan because of his support of the drones and the administration's failure to close Guantanamo Bay. You know how I feel about drones and Gitmo. What a huge mistake I think it would have been to even try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his merry men in New York City. That all blew up in the Obama administration's face. So anyway, that will be discussed along with Hagel. We'll continue that. Plus, Hillary Clinton is going to testify on Benghazi. That's going to be ahead of the Kerry confirmation hearings. And the national championship game, the BCS championship, Alabama Roll Tide, baby. Any Bama fans out there? What a smackdown to the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame was nowhere to be found. I only saw bits and pieces of the game because, frankly, I couldn't watch it. It was too boring. There was nothing close or exciting about it. It was just utter domination. I'm not going to even hold you in suspense. If you care about college football or you like to see, you know, the final game, you didn't get a chance to see it. Notre Dame loses 42, Bama winning 42-14. Coming up next, why you should care about the Chinese getting their hands on our technology secrets. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America, get ready for this. What if I told you that the Chinese were going to get advanced technology that you paid for at a bankruptcy sale? That's exactly what's happening under our noses. A bankruptcy court in Wilmington, Delaware, okayed the auction of an American company to the Wancheng headquarters group in Shanghai, China. But what does that mean? Critical trade secrets will be revealed. Cutting-edge technology. You want to talk about national security. How do we miss all this? What a guest we have for you tonight. Dean Pops, former technology acquisition guy for the Army at the Pentagon level. That doesn't even do him justice with that title. Also the co-chair of the Strategic Materials Advisory Council, and we'll explain what all that's about. But Dean had the role equivalent of a four-star general in his position back in those Pentagon days, and we're going to talk about how do we miss all this and where was the focus. Dean, thanks so much for coming on America tonight.
Thank you, and great to be with you and your audience, Kate, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you for that, and the same back to you. How did we just forget about China? How does it come to a point where a court in Delaware says, oh, yeah, well, you got this American company, and the Chinese aren't stupid because they're picking up critical advanced technology from us, aren't they, that relates to soldiers and military?
Well, the answer is yes, yes, and yes, and let me tell you that since our country has been preoccupied since 9/11 with events in the Middle East, and I mean the entire bureaucracy and the entire fighting force has been preoccupied with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've really let down our guard with what's going on in the Pacific Rim. And even our own reports to Congress through the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, in which United States intelligence services reported to Congress with a moderate to high level of confidence Kate, that there is a coordinated strategy to take our strategic assets from us and our strategic technologies. So that's how that happens. We're distracted on one hand. We do not have the resources for looking at the entire globe. And at the other side of the globe, what do we have? We've got an emerging superpower that's got a very coordinated strategy, in my opinion, to leap ahead of us, to leapfrog ahead of us, through many ways. You know, you can cyber intrude. You can, there's theft of trade secrets all the time. That's not a huge secret. And you can come in and buy. And that's exactly what's happened here. There's a company in the Midwest called A123 Systems, and it leads the world. It led the world in the development of lithium ion batteries. And those are some of the batteries, Kate, that can be used on military satellites. They're the batteries, the high-power, high-storage batteries that are used inside of telecom switches. They are batteries that are used inside of various military and combat vehicles and precision guidance systems. And we lead the world in that kind of development. And A123 received, over this past year, over $250 million of taxpayer green money for its development, and unfortunately then went bankrupt. Who's there to pick it up at bankruptcy sale in Wilmington, Delaware, after spirited bidding? Was Wangzheng Group of Shanghai, China, with its American affiliate. And there is a process, and I and others are very busy now urging our government, Kate, to watch out for us. The government's number one job is the national security of the United States. There can't be a Bill of Rights unless you have security. There can't be prosperity. There can't be safe schools or anything else in this country without the national security. And this is the job of government. Government's got to step up, do the job, investigate this properly, investigate the executives behind all of this, because some of them have links, decades-long links, to the Chinese Communist Party, and be able to lay out the case of why this Chinese subsidiary ought to be allowed to leapfrog by 10 to perhaps 12 years and have parity with us with regard to lithium-ion batteries.
Yeah, and you mentioned this, what a good job in an answer to that question you gave us, really the ABCs of the whole thing and why this A123 Systems is such an asset for the Chinese. It's the technology, if I'm right about this, isn't this part of the technology that was also used in military drones and surveillance satellites?
Indeed.
It has many
applications, and in fact, I don't even know where all the applications are, because some of them may even be in classified systems. So the question is, and I really, so many of your listening audience, like I do, you know, you listen to the military channel and watch it on cable TV, and you see the great World War II efforts, and what was it about this country? Why were we able to defeat the Empire of Japan and the Third Reich over in Europe? It was because of our industrial strength, because of our defense industrial base, and because of our technologies and our trade and our ability to project power through our industrial base. And what happens now is we are at multiple levels being compromised in our supply chain, all the way from counterfeit parts down to purchases of our technology. And let me tell you what happens to a lot of these companies, Kate, just like the magnet companies. Mm-hmm. You know, you think of something as magnets or things we used as kids, right? We'd go around
and
do paper clips, things like that. But magnets are used in nuclear submarines. Magnets are used in every JDAM bomb that was dropped over Iraq. Do you know that no more magnets are made in this country? They're all made in China. Mm. And you know what happened several years ago? Chinese came in and purchased all the magnet companies, took them back to China, even though they promised to keep the jobs, and now you want magnets, you got to buy them from them. That loses your integrity of the supply chain. So not only when you have a national security conversation like you do many times on your show, you talk about, well, do we have the right gun, and do we have the right uniform, and do we have the right tank, and all that. But you really have to look at the supply chain and the integrity. That's where our real strength is, right there in the supply chain. And this action is being compromised. And I for one am standing up and saying, I'm not perfect. I don't know all the answers, but I want our government to do its job and research this along with its intelligence agencies and everybody else and put this case smack dab up on the table for everybody to look at, and so that it's transparent. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that's also, because there's, as you said, there's so many things we already don't know, and there's so many aspects to this as what could happen with the technology. But what about thinking beyond that? Well, China now has, they get this extra critical chip in the game, I'm going to call it. They have that. They have this advanced battery technology. Who can they sell that information to?
Well, you know, I don't think so much as who they can sell it to. It's what they can do in order to be the monopoly. And I think that's where you lose your edge as the superpower. Look, in the Army, one of the things that we got up with every morning and went to sleep with every night, which was to say, we never want to be in a fair fight. All right? The Army wants to see first, kill first, and dominate the battlefield and the battle space. That's what the Department of Defense is about. It's not about taking a military person and putting them into a fair fight. What gives us the edge? Why can we see over the horizon in our fighter planes and our bombers? And so, because we have technology, and we've got to protect that technology. That's what gives us the critical edge. That's what makes us the superpower and the number one superpower, and we've got to maintain that edge. We've lost our appetite, Kate, for protecting this stuff. You know, we live in an era of globalization, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't be a global trade partner. And I am not suggesting that we should go back to the 1920s and be isolationists and say, we don't, beyond our borders, we don't want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But I am suggesting that we need to get a whole lot smarter, because we're about four decades behind in being able to, and you know it, from the chip technology to this stuff, to batteries. You can name it. You can name things all day long that we need to stay on top of, that we don't do a very good job of, because we're really thinking as if we were back in the 1960s.
Dean, wow, this is such fascinating information, useful information, because as you were mentioning, I think the focus is so much on the Middle East and terrorism, and we have to be vigilant there, that we're forgetting about technology and some of the secrets that are unraveling and we're just giving to the Chinese through these companies that are going bankrupt, and they're snapping them up because they're keeping a keen eye on what we're doing here in the United States. So stay with us for more with Dean Pops next.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Going to continue to talk about with Dean Pops when it comes to advanced technology and how we're throwing it all away. Explain to us, too, because it was interesting, before we jumped on the air, you told me about being the co-chair of the Strategic Materials Advisory Council and how critical that is and what the role is there. Who are some of the other people and what's the ultimate goal?
Yeah, well, we have a number of admirals and generals. I'd like to say my co-chair of this is Vice Admiral Barry Costello, well-recognized name in the Pentagon, particularly in the area of logistics and technology. And he would be with us tonight, but he's on an airplane. I asked him to join you and I. But our job is to make this case to the public. That's what we want to do. We want to join this debate. We want to have a public conversation about our supply chain. Let me tell you something, if I might pause for just 10 seconds and tell you, my own late mother-in-law died in a hospital here in the Washington, D.C. area from medicine that had counterfeit ingredients from China. Like, can you believe that? And as tragic as that is, and as much of a bad situation that was for my wife and all of our family, it highlights a larger issue, which is to say, do you want your supply chain? Do you want your technologies reliant on another non-allied power? Okay, and I don't want to single necessarily just one out. There may be two or three.
Right.
And so that's what the Strategic Materials Advisory Council is about. It's also about talking about rare earth elements. You know, everything on the interior of your car is made through rare earths. Everything in LED readouts that are in avionics and in Apache helicopters and in Black Hawk helicopters and in missile guidance systems and in the all types of precision munitions are all made from rare earths. China's controlling 97-98% of rare earths in the United States. Our own EPA won't allow us to mine anything here. We don't stockpile. This country used to have 99 separate warehouses and stockpiles of critical materials, including aluminum, titanium, other things like that that are needed for national security. Today we have two, and it's hard to find out who thinks they run them. Okay.
Wow.
And so this happened during the Clinton administration. Clinton sold off the strategic stockpile in order to have a surplus budget, you see. So in the meantime, we've been experiencing now 20 to 25 years of deterioration in this supply chain system. And at the end of the day, we're going to wake up one morning and find out that we're very broken, Kate. And we, Admiral Costello, I, and others don't want that to happen.
Yeah, oh boy, I so agree. I mean, even just it was this last month they were talking about, finally, the Treasury Department woke up to this, and they were talking about this coordinated strategy to acquire companies involved in, you know, the critical technologies that you've been talking about, because we are the leading producer. But you'd have to say, I mean, you're scaring me with the stockpile stuff, Dean. You'd have to say, are we still the leading producer even anymore?
Yeah, no, we're not. We import, you see. And I must say that sometimes industry is complicitous because, again, I think it's not the job of industry to necessarily be the primary watchdog for our national security. It's the job of government. So if industry is making something for you or making a weapon system for you and says, look, don't worry about it. I'm going to procure this material or that something from somewhere else, and I'm going to meet my cost, performance, and schedule deadlines that I have to. Don't worry about it. We're going to come in as per contract. It's not their job necessarily to worry about the larger supply chain issue. That's the job of the government, and it's an inherently governmental function that I believe we have abrogated. And we've abrogated it because we've been under stress, deep, deep stress, at the Pentagon for the last 10 to 12 years with the activities in the Middle East.
And then what happens, too, as you watch this, you know, because you're talking about what you did and what you were paying attention to when you were, you know, the former head, when you were the head of the technology acquisition for the Army at the Pentagon, right? So you were focused on
sure.
What you were doing.
Sure, I can tell you honestly, I don't think I'm really violating any secrets. I don't recall ever going to one meeting about the issues that you and I are talking about, because
wow.
I lived a 16-hour day for nearly 7 years, almost around the clock, all focused on Iraq and Afghanistan. Why? Because we had people deployed there. We had hundreds of thousands of soldiers and Marines, sailors, airmen forward in combat in theater of operations. And boy, it was our job to generate supplies and equipment and replacements, both of manpower and of equipment, to those forces in order to support the unified combatant commander, who was the central command, commanding general. And, you know, that's more than everybody plus another 50,000 people could have done. And, but it's time now for us to focus, Kate. We've got to have public opinion makers like yourself lead a discussion so that people are knowledgeable when they go to their town halls and they're asking their congressmen and their senators during open forums, what are you doing to ensure the supply chain integrity of the United States? That's really something that you ought to post onto your website. And it ought to be kind of a mantra. What are you doing to protect the national security interests of the United States? Not necessarily to be just a global partner. there's got to be some quid pro quos here. We cannot continue to give away the store and hope to wake up 3 years from now and say, gosh, we're still the dominant superpower.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It was great talking to you, Dean. Hopefully next time we'll talk to you down the line again with Admiral Costello. It'd be great to talk with both of you. I'm sure you have thoughts on some other things that people can do, and this may just be an awakening for some of the listeners of America tonight who are actually pretty rabid about this kind of thing and have talked about China for a very, very long time. Because, you know, the other thing that we could talk about is what happens when you slash a military budget, how much attention is actually paid attention to those stockpiles that have dwindled, and what's happening with technology. That would, I would assume, would be actually pretty low on the list, wouldn't it?
That's right. Those are your second and third order effects of what you're facing here now with sequestration and a deal that was never done, and slashes that will occur that are going to leave a hollow force. So we focus a lot on just the pure manpower, but these are the secondary and tertiary effects of slashing defense budgets, as you're not paying attention to the business that you have to keep America strong. And like I said, think of us as your guys in Washington, Kate, for you and your audience. And we're here, we're vigilant, but I will tell you that it's going to take the vigilance of every American to be asking these questions over and over again, because without defense industrial base strength and our ability to have materials and equipment and people and industries that can surge into a war whenever, and wars will happen. Mm-hmm. It won't happen next month, it won't happen next year, but it will happen again, because that's the nature and the history of mankind, and we're not going to be ready.
Yeah, that's scary. That's a scary proposition to think of what happened in the past and where we're headed now, and especially with technology, because what types of wars are we fighting in the future and have we just gone through? Technology is king, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, since we've mentioned a number of times about coordinated strategy, I would just simply ask that you run your search engines on the CFIUS report to Congress, and that is CFIUS, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, report to Congress, December 2012. Run that on any search engine, and you will see the report of the U.S. intelligence committees telling the Congress there's a coordinated strategy by other people to take over these strategic assets.
Exactly. I noticed that's what I was saying at the Treasury Department. Crazy. All right, Dean, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, and we urge everyone to do exactly what Dean just said, and you'll get all the information plus more that you'd be just blown away by, I have a feeling. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Kate. Good night.
Good night. All right, so once you, again, you can tell by that conversation with Dean, I mean, we're talking about how critical this is, this technology to powering our satellites and our military drones, and we're just going to hand it over to a Chinese company whose president has served in the National Communist Party, by the way, for 44 years. All of this because of a bankruptcy court in Wilmington, Delaware, and a little company called A123 Systems that Dean was talking about, and that what they produce is that mission-critical advanced battery technology that's used by our soldiers, our military drones, I'll say it again, our surveillance satellites, and our critical power and communications networks of all sorts. And it's the only manufacturer that A123 Systems, by the way, of advanced lithium-ion extreme temperature batteries. And it's what he mentioned early on, and it was developed in partnership with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratories, which are, these batteries are lighter, safer, and capable of maintaining really unequaled performance under intense heat and cold. And now this company, because it went bankrupt, it'll hand it right over to the Chinese. Just shocking stuff, I'm telling you. It rattled me when I heard of the story, so I was happy to have Dean on the show, and we'll have much more about this in the upcoming days. Stay with us.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In this hour anyway, around that final curve, I bet you it's going to be a long, long, sad and depressing plane ride for all of the people that were pulling for the Fighting Irish. I said at the top of the show that we would talk a little bit about the BCS title game. It wasn't much of a game. 42-14, Alabama just rolled through over Notre Dame. The Irish weren't there. It's supposed to be the biggest football game of the year. And they just demolished them. It wasn't even close. It wasn't a contest. We could probably look through all the other bowl games and find something that was a little bit more entertaining to watch. So for the Notre Dame fans, hey, they got there. Lots of tickets were sold. A lot of money was made. There's a lot of big build-up on this game, but it really turned out to be probably one of the worst national championship games that we've seen in a very, very long time. For goodness sake, halfway through, at halftime, it was 28-0. The Irish had 303 total yards. 303. It was so lopsided. I mean, within the first 10 minutes, it was over. So here's the deal. We need a national title game. College football fans, do you hear me? And now that's going to come about. And this just proves the point that this is what has to happen. So Irish fans were screaming on talk radio that the SEC would be exposed, but it was not to be. They had two 100-yard rushers, 42 points. And I don't think that the SEC can be attacked for being weak, especially with the weak performance by the Irish. So no doubt what this just brings up is what we already know and we've been screaming about for a very long time. There has to be a playoff system, and there will be in the next couple of years. That will be rolled out, thank goodness, so we wouldn't even have this conversation again if, hey, it all comes down to that and it ends up in a wild playoff where you have a Cinderella team and the behemoth team, and then it ends up being so lopsided, so be it. But at least the crapshoot and getting there might have been a little bit more interesting than this one. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things that I said we would talk about toward the tail end, because so much is out there, obviously, about what's going on with the confirmation hearings and the cabinet swirl because of the bailing of the first-timers in the first administration. Hillary Clinton is back to work, but she's a short-timer, and it's a question of, you know, who's going to step into her shoes, and it's most likely going to be Kerry. I don't think that Senator John Kerry is going to have that much of a rough time in his hearings. In fact, I think probably the hardest is what we talked about at the top. Probably Chuck Hagel is going to have the worst time, but he still might be able to win the spot as the top dog of defense. And then John Brennan for the CIA directors, he probably also will take some flack and some heat, but I think both of them ultimately probably get approved, and probably Kerry gets approved too. It won't be must-see TV, but it might be a little bit more interesting to watch than that national title game that I just thrashed that was one of the worst that I've seen. The big fight across the country is the fight that we keep talking about, and it's over guns and what's going to happen with all of these states that are now thinking about, and there are a lot lining up, thinking about trying to at least bring up the idea of publishing the gun owners' names and addresses in local papers is one thing, or just having them on a website to let people know who has guns, who has permits. And usually if somebody has a permit for a gun, they probably have a couple more guns. So I think there's going to be a bigger than big showdown, and you all know it because many of you have called up to throw in your two cents on the issue and where you think we're headed with it. What's becoming very popular now is people turning in guns. They have these, they're giving guns for money, and they're having a lot of these around the country, and some people are bringing in their guns. There is something that I came across today in reading about what was going on at the Columbia High School wrestling team. They were raffling off 52 guns in 52 minutes. So at $52 a ticket, the fundraiser has been a huge moneymaker for the wrestling team in that area in Idaho. And a ticket that you buy for this buys you 52 tries to get a gift certificate for a gun. The guns are valued up to about $2,300. So parents at this, at least in Idaho and for this tournament, were pretty supportive about the idea because you have a lot of guys who were hunters. They're the ones who are hoping to get it. That's what they were thinking about when they decided to do the raffle. Now, because of what's happened with Newtown and also what happened in Aurora, Colorado, a lot of people are eyeballing the people who run the raffle as doing something just awful by doing that. You know, about 850 tickets were sold for the raffle. They raised $15,000, and they were quick to say, some of the people who organized this, that it's, you know, certainly it's disgusting and wrong and foul what's happened in any kind of mass shooting, but that the as many school shootings as there have been, that the high school is just a sports activity, and they're supporting it, and they're supporting it because they say there's so many hunters in the area, and it's very, very popular. And it's gift cards to the sports store, so they don't have to use it for a gun. They can use it for something else. But it became a raffle for guns, 52 guns in 52 minutes, because that's what happened. A lot of times the hunters would throw in, and they would hope to win a couple of guns, but as they were quick to point out, certainly it's not the only thing that people can go and get in this sporting goods store. And I think that they're taking a lot of flack for something that they've done for a very, very long time. And it's an interesting fair or foul. Is it wrong of this school to, or is it insensitive? Because some people are saying it's insensitive for them to have that kind of a raffle. I say it's not insensitive because they've done it for so long. So they're not, it's not embracing the idea. It's not embracing any kind of idea of, oh, this is a school and there's been these horrific school shootings. I mean, the attachment to that, that makes it that much bigger, I think, anyway. So what do you think? Throw in your 2 cents by shooting me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The other thing that I said that we would come around to is this crazy story, and this is where we'll end this hour. Imagine finally you've won the lottery, but you never get to enjoy that lottery. And why? Because an Illinois man who actually hit it rich, hit it pretty big, or at least $1 million anyway, was poisoned. He was killed by cyanide. So somebody knew. That's the idea, that he had the money. The Cook County medical examiners, this was a guy from Illinois, from the Chicago area, said that once they investigated his death, they thought it was natural. They thought it was a natural death, but once they revisited the case, they determined there was a lethal amount of cyanide in the guy's body, sadly. So here is this immigrant who was a well-liked businessman in a suburb of Chicago, but unfortunately, they haven't made any arrests, but unfortunately, people knew that he had hit the lottery. So who offed him, and who figured out how they could get his money? I mean, it seems like a pretty strange case to me. The guy's name was Ujay Khan, and he jumped for joy just a month ago when he had won the lottery, and the next month he's dead. Go figure.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
The weather outside is weather.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.